Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, Mom. How's it going?
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Come on. I want a better greeting than
that. Yeah, that's your mama, Steiny. Hey, Mom. How you doing?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, crossover time. That means Lillard and Dibs are joining us. Fellas, how you doing? And good to see you.
Steiny.
Where did you find this? And just so our listening audience knows, there is a... about how many? What is
it's
that?
It's incredible.
About 10 inches tall.
It's this like a CVS receipt.
A CVS receipt, a little wider. If you're on YouTube, it looks like this. This is one of those.
I put it on my social.
Long, actual, physical parlay card.
Where it all started.
Football
card. All started.
Football ticket, basically.
Card.
Who brought this in?
I did.
People
Why? Are still
okay.
using
I will tell
is,
you
have brought
it
me
is incredible.
To a place
wow.
of memories in
that
my life.
That should be in the Smithsonian.
No doubt
That
about.
Thing's a relic.
I'm honored to have this
but
in my
relic.
Hand right now.
But you do realize it's this week's games.
I mean, it's incredible.
Tell them what you
it's
got.
Incredible.
I got a haircut the other day and popped in for one at the ship. And
happy birthday,
happy
dude.
Happy birthday,
say,
brother.
Happy
yeah.
birthday. With
sorry.
Yeah. And
happy
three,
birthday.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
And three plumbers came in. They were working on a job down the street. And we're talking about, you know, he knew the show and stuff, started talking sports, pulls out of his pocket that thing.
That's
and I'm like,
insane.
You've got to be kidding me. He goes, oh, no, we still do it. I'm like, really? He goes, oh, yeah, we do it at our company and da-da-da. And we got friends and friends and friends. Yeah, we've been doing it forever. And I was like, I didn't even think these existed. Oh, yeah, they exist. And I was like, well, how long are you working down the street? He goes, oh, we're going to be there for a couple of weeks. So take it home and we'll be here tomorrow. I may do it.
But what is it? When he says we do it, what do they do? Like, what do you do with this? Like, he says he's got friends all over the place. What do? They all fly to a certain spot so they can fill this out with a golf pencil?
You do like, remember back in the day, you filled it out,
yes,
and then you brought it home to
more.
The person somehow.
Let me tell you, did you all have the same thing I had? I'm still going to leave his name out of it, and I remember his name. There was a kid at San Mateo High School. This was probably by junior year. And I don't, none of us know where he got these. But he would buy his locker,
yeah.
If you knew, you knew.
49er Frankie.
When to go find him. And he had a stack of these every single week. And
ours were green back in the day.
Yep, green or brown.
Pink.
Okay, right. Pink, whatever. And you'd get one,
dude.
And everybody would stuff it in your backpack. And if you could scrape together $5 by
there
the end
go.
Of the week.
There you go.
And you'd do a pick three. And if you would win $30, it was like you thought you were made for
Come
the
on,
year.
Come on, man.
Yep.
I remember being in class with him one time. I'm sitting right behind him in a science class, and the counselor comes in because they're like, whatever. The counselor
yeah.
comes in to address all the students about something going on in the school. But before he starts, he goes, hey, before I start, I want to know, hey,
come on.
Which one of you is the one with the parlay card?
Ooh.
And he goes, he just smiles. He goes, I know you're in this class.
Who got the dough?
I just don't know exactly which one of you it is.
Wow.
So, which one of you is it?
Oh, no.
And I lean forward like I'm in a movie, and I just lean forward. I go, don't move. Just whisper to him, like, don't out.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And then the guy goes, that's fine. I figured you guys wouldn't admit it. And then he moved on to whatever announcement he wanted to do.
Beautiful.
How would you, like, we all thought that we were.
That was it, though.
It was an intense, high-stakes sting operation.
He should have pulled out a 20 and said, I really want to, I want a five-teamer.
No, man.
Who wants my 20?
And I used to do the 12, 13, 10,
oh, yeah.
Come on. What do you mean used to?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, now it's, you know, now it's all digital.
Yeah, sophisticated.
You know, shout out Dwayne Dibley, rest in peace. He used to go to a place called Matucci's, still there in San Anselmo.
Oh, my God.
And you go in there on a Friday, and there was a guy who would, you know, produce the card. And occasionally he'd come home. He was more of a horse player, but sometimes he'd come home with a, you know, five-teamer. And, you know, you chart your five teams, and you tear off the bottom, and you turn it in. And if you win, you get a little bit. If not, you know, you move on to the next week.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And just think of that era, if you did parlays or other multiple games, all you had was a halftime show and the scroller or the late-night news to see all the other scores of the game.
Right. Or you waited until the next day and you read the paper.
Because I would really, truly, Dibs and Willard and Steiny, if people really were playing fantasy football before the internet and recording it by hand, I would love to see a 30 for 30
on
that.
Sure. Yep. For sure.
But that happened. That legitly, guys have and gals have been playing it before the internet.
My guy Steve Rabb, who ran our rotisserie baseball league, still in place. It's called the Animal Cell League because you either were a plant cell or an animal cell, and we all wanted to be animal cells because you have motility. But he used to do it on binder paper out of the Sporting Green.
Come on, man.
When the Sporting Green was all green with his pencil and his eraser on binder paper.
Lovely Christie's dad is in his 80s. He claims that they've been doing, in fact, he names his team in our little family league Lincoln 68. Because that's how long he's been playing fantasy football.
Now, that is, I would love to watch and hear about that. Come on, man.
I took Norm Van Brocklin, and I regretted it.
It might have been, it was like Wednesday when you found out if you won.
Right!
It was Wednesday.
No doubt.
You know, call your buddy, you know? Like, they'd send some wagon over to be like, send the information. Everybody's pulling out the paper the next day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And it was okay, because that was the timing. That's all we knew.
Nobody even knew. It was just, you know, just him and his friends. 1968.
That's crazy. Incredible. I want to say that there's a group of fantasy players that claim they're one of the oldest. They started at the King's X. Remember?
Oh, that's
the old
right.
King's
X.
Which is where?
It's in Oakland, in Piedmont.
Yep.
Piedmont. And, they claim they're among the oldest way back in the day. There may be a listener who's in that league for all I know. But, yeah, I remember hearing that it had some Bay Area origins.
I think that there's probably a thousand different people who think they were first because nobody knew that anybody else was doing it. But a lot of them were doing it. But how would you know? Because it's not like you could go to Yahoo and you know, do a mock draft. But
that's crazy.
It's been around that long.
Man.
Before us. It's been around since before us.
And congrats to Dibs. You won again last night.
Yeah.
But that got a little scary.
A lot of them do.
It did.
They did. Like
welcome to gambling.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them come down to the last minute.
You know, I'm watching it at home, and then I got the call from the wife, like, you need to go on a late night CVS run for baby girl. Everything's fine. Right. But now I'm speeding to CVS, and so I'm listening, and you go from 20-6 to this game is tied.
Oh, it was.
And I'm thinking, okay. I mean, it's been a good run.
Stupid rule for the kickoff.
Oh, I love the rule.
Why,
guys? Love the rule. I have a bromance with the rule because these kickers now are so good. Remember back,
But
you
what
know,
if I don't want it about kickers? I just, with
it's
the
not
field
about
goal
kickers.
I get, Will,
this
but
makes
I don't
it
want
less about
the
kickers.
Field position to be condensed.
Well, then kick the ball in the end zone,
guy
and they get
it
to 35.
By 1 yard. He kicked it at the 21.
Yeah, and that's a damn shame. And you know what? The thing about kicking is a lot like golf, where it's the only time in football, if you think about it, the kickoff is the only time when the ball and everyone else is not moving. It's one guy, one little guy, shout out Eddie Pinero, the ball's on a tee, all you have to do is run up and kick the ball. On the punt, somebody might block it. Field goal, PAT, somebody might block it. Every other play, somebody's about to come for you and your child on a snap. The kickoff is the only time where you get to scoot, 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 and kick the ball. Put it between the 20 and the goal line, you're a pro. And if you don't, you pay.
Well, that's, and did you hear what I said earlier in the
no.
day?
No, well, I missed it. Yeah.
We had Fortenbaugh on. He came on.
Fortenbaugh came on?
Yeah, he came on. But he had nothing to do with what I'm going to say.
I called him, telling him to pop on.
So, the kicking game right now. Have you seen what the Patriots have done and what the Rams did against Philly? Their kickers have they've been successful at kicking not a true squib, but a ball that goes maybe 15 feet in the air.
Yes, a line drive.
Yep. Bouncing between the 20 and the goal line.
Very the old effective. Tiger Woods stinger.
Yeah, and what? So
skip it into the end zone.
If they don't catch it, which they don't, if it's placed right, now it's
down to the 20. Yeah.
So I actually believe that if this thing continues, the rules stay the same. Like that will become part of what needs to be a kicker's toolbox.
It's interesting if the Rams kicker kept using those stingers when trying to kick field goals, which is amazing. Why they kept getting blocked.
No, that's a
but
fool.
I saw
well, one of them was a broken protection. The other one was that kick, though. He went low and it got swatted.
I've always wondered why you don't squib it a little more. It always seems to create a little bit of chaos. And unless they field it cleanly with momentum coming up, you're probably going to be okay.
And my only thing real quick here about why it's bothering me, and I feel like I'm watching a different game
coming up
now
in 2 minutes.
With a new element of kicking is, before the players and the offense, they had to earn that yardage to utilize the kicker, and then we'd get mad if he made it or miss it. Now with these rules, Dibs is telling me that there's something introduced to football as I knew it, that I don't like, and now it's impacting or having a greater impact on field position. So my pops last night goes, how did Seattle get to the 40? I go, let me find that. Oh, he didn't kick it. Like, you didn't earn that. And I don't want Johnny the kicker having that much impact on the field position in a situation like that that I really felt like marred the game because it made it easier for Seattle to get the ball at the 40.
Yeah, but
and they're kicking the ball longer than they ever had now.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these kickers, Dibs, and I'm like, why are we – it's more importance on the kicker and I don't like it.
Well, I mean, couldn't I argue that, like, the end of NFL close games have been coming down to the kicker for ages – and we're not like that. The execution.
No, but the offenses are earning that yardage to get in field goal position, just given to it because a guy missed or the yardage by 1 yard.
That's my point.
You're pushing it all the way to the 40.
But if you miss your field goal by a yard, then you lost the game. If Eddie Pinheiro pulls that 35 yarder,
or if I miss, the game's over. If you're down one,
like I guess execute. The kicker has to execute.
And that's what I guess.
And the ball's
more
not moving
now.
And you remember the change that they made about the field goal? It used to be you missed a field goal and you got it at the line of scrimmage. And then they realized, you know what?
I'm okay though.
We're going to go ahead and give it to you at the spot of the kick. So that was a change they made. And you're old enough. And Steiny said it earlier, like he doesn't know how old you are, and he could ballpark it. But I know you're old enough to remember when the kickoff in the end zone was a touchback and you got it the 20.
Yes.
And so now with these kickers who are amazing and the ball that they kick is very kicker friendly, every kickoff ever, if it was at the 20, would go in the end zone. And so what they've done is they brought the return back. And if you're able to kick it inside the 5, all right, returner, you need to go from the 2 to the 35. Otherwise, we win. So it's made the kickoff much more of a win-lose proposition as opposed to what it used to be. Remember in coverage, in like TV coverage, where, you know, a team scores the PAT, we'll be right back. 2.5 minute break, you come back, they kick off,
that.
Touchback,
80
we'll
yards.
Be right back.
Okay.
But it would be like back-to-back commercial breaks. And
9 minutes of nothing.
Right, at least now you get a kickoff of like, ooh, you know, is he going to make it to the 20? Will it be a touchback or will it be out of bounds? Will it be in play? It's much more nuanced now.
You're listening.
Go ahead.
To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. This Dibs, I know you're not a monster text fan guy, but I think this will make you chuckle.
All right.
Hey,
all right.
And he doesn't say Dibs, but I'll do that for effect.
Sure.
Dibs, also no rush on a free kick after a safety.
Right, which is essentially the same thing because you're kicking it off. And I didn't remember And I don't know when the rule changed because you used to have to punt that ball. And now you tee it up from the 20.
I thought you had a choice.
Yeah, and I think you had a choice. And no one ever chose.
Do you still have a choice? Or
I don't know.
I thought back in the day you didn't have a choice. You had to punt the ball.
Yeah, but I think there was probably something to the effect of whatever has changed kickers to where they used to, like a 45-yard field goal used to be long. And now,
oh my gosh!
Right now, 65-yarder is like so. I don't know what it is.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
All righty, there it is. Brock Purdy right now, no injury designation expected to start Sunday versus Jackson. Per Kyle Shanahan.
All right, Purdy's in.
There you go.
Purdy's your starting quarterback.
And selfishly, I was not intoxicated. I was intrigued at seeing Mac Jones with Kyle. I got 8 quarters of that, and now I'm ready to go back to the original, shout out KFC recipe, and that is Brock Purdy, and we get it.
All righty, it is time for What's Bugging You. September is when rodents begin moving in, and if you hear scratching, it's already too late. Your home is their top pick, but a quick inspection now can save you weeks of headaches. ATCO Pest Control stops them before they get settled, sealing entry points and removing active pests. Stop them before they settle in. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today and mention you heard about ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment, and you get 15% off initial services. Term conditions apply. All right, I'll start.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
It's a holiday, right?
My heart's not in this one, but I'm going to try to do it and just close your eyes and know it's Matt Steinmetz. What's bugging me are, have you seen these? The greeters. Have you seen the greeters?
Sound like a rock band.
Yeah, that's the breeders.
Yes.
I don't know who the greeters are.
Walmart?
So, no, the greeters have been positioned over the last several weeks outside BART stations. And they're part of the San Francisco safety team.
Okay.
But what you'll find now when you get off BART is there are people dedicated to greeting you and saying, hello, welcome to San Francisco. Hello. Have a great day today.
Hello.
One guy in BART has a thing every day where he goes, it's hump day, everybody. Oh, no. Welcome.
How much do they pay?
Today I walked by him and he was talking to a friend. And I said to him, yo, I don't get any, I made it. I thought Friday's your made it day. That's what he says on Fridays, you made it. Thursdays, he says one more day. Eh, you can do without it. That's all.
I like that.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. And I'm probably 3 days a week now on BART. And what's bugging me about BART, I won't enunciate because it's more controversial than just the greeters, but I'll tell you what's bugging me, and it plays along with ATCO. It's ants. And a couple days ago, I'm looking in my eat-in kitchen next to the family room, and I look down. I'm like, oh, there's a couple of ants. Mm. And they're out there. And these are scout ants.
Scouts.
They're scouting. Scout. Let it all out. Yep. And so the scout ants will come in your house, and they're looking for food. And I've got a 3-year-old, so there's a lot of food that falls down. And if you don't clean it up, then the scout's going to be like, yep. So the scout goes back and tells the team, you know what?
We got action.
We got a piece of egg. So this morning, my daughter eating her egg, piece fell. I didn't notice it. And so I take her to school. I come back. I'm doing show prep and watching the Ryder Cup. And I look under the table. And now we've got 71 ants on this piece of egg. And I'm like, oh, God. And so then you follow the trail. And now you've got about 114 that are queuing up. And what's interesting about ants is some are going that way and telling the ones going this way, we got an egg, we got an egg. I'm going to go tell the queen, we got an egg. And so they're bumping into each other, and I'm like, you ants, we both know how this ends. You get a tiny bit of egg, and I get the vacuum.
Wow.
So, like, what do we do?
No raid, the vacuum, huh?
No raid.
Oh, I
We're
do
not
the
doing
raid.
I mean,
I do
no
raid.
Raid. So, I vacuum.
I do raid.
Yeah, I take out the egg.
You can't miss with raid.
Like, we're taking you out.
I have one of those ant
traps.
Take
this back to your buddies.
Yeah. You use the ant trap, and you break open the poison.
Yes.
And the idea is that the ant eats the poison and goes back and gives it to the queen,
wow.
And then they all die.
That does work.
It does. I'm not going to spray the raid, so whatever. I take the ants go in the vacuum, and then I go outside and I throw something in my green bin, and I look in, and inside my green bin,
no dibs,
17,000 ants.
Absolutely.
Relocation sensation.
That's a buck. And so at this point, I'm not going to raid my green bin. Instead, I go in the house and I fill up a gigantic bucket of water. And I was thinking about Dave Benz when he was doing the Minnesota Timberwolves broadcast.
Yes.
He used to do things, ant That's puns, right. with Anthony Edwards. And one of his go-tos was, ants can't swim. And so I'm thinking about Mercedes Benz.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know what? Ants can't swim. So I get about a gallon of water into the green bin, and it's an anticide. I spent too much time today dealing with ants.
And if
ants are bugging
if
me.
If they were young ants, it's infanticide.
Exactly.
Wow.
And there might have been. Yeah. There might have been. Yeah. Anyway, ants are bugging me.
Oh, wow. Hey,
you go last because you're the best at it. So, you're the big finish. I told you guys I was going to the comedy show last night, Punchline.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You went to the ship first.
Went to the ship first.
Okay.
We went to watch the game. Our timing sucked because we pretty much just watched halftime, which is not exciting at a sports bar. So anyway, we watched halftime, had a drink, went down to Punchline and loved the show. But have you guys ever done this? And it mainly happens in stand-up comedy. I just want to tell all of the people in the audience, especially in an intimate environment like the Punchline, you are not a part of the show. The people up on stage are paid to make us laugh, and they're very good at it. But just because they can hear you and we're in a small room together, you're not a part of the show. So, for example, the whole show started right as the guy hits the stage. Somebody in the first row, elderly man, has a phone go off.
Oh, boy.
And he doesn't know that it's going off. He doesn't know then, once he does know that it's going off, he doesn't know where it is. It's, honey, it's in your coat pocket. But the woman the woman behind him decides to be the whistleblower.
Oh.
The stand-up comic was fine. He was doing his thing. She starts going, there's a phone! There's a phone! There's the man, he's got a phone.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
To the point where the guy.
Snitching.
Well, he very adeptly turned it into, thank goodness that you were here so that phone didn't distract me.
Wow. Right.
We wouldn't want a noise to come out of the crowd now, would we? And he's obviously roasting the woman who is screaming, there's a phone. You're not a part of the act.
Wow.
Just stand down. And everything is going to be fine. That's all.
Well, but Will, people do that to try to be a part of it.
You're not on the show.
Okay.
If they pick you, and then you get to be part of the show.
Did you say anything, or you just
didn't say a word. The guy was sitting right next to us.
Everybody shut up.
I let it go. I let it go. But they're funny. Let them be funny.
All right.
You watch. That's all.
All right, I'll go. And I love the great Tony.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Gonzalez. Hall of Fame tight end who was on the coverage of Prime last night. And I look at one guy that I'm about to bring up because I feel I have to defend him. But Russell Wilson has become a laughing stock. And I don't know if it's because he has good hair or he's handsome and he's got a beautiful wife. But I know, especially in the black community, he's become corny. Not to me, but everybody's punching bag. And last night, I heard the great Tony Gonzalez say Russell Wilson's playing himself out of the Hall of Fame. A guy that's gone to two Super Bowls, ranks 10th all-time in fourth quarter comebacks, thrown for 4,000 yards four times, has over 350 passing TDs in the league, and to me, was one of the biggest playoff performers. Watched the 2014 NFC Championship game in Seattle against the Niners, and one of the best deep ball throwers. And I'm thinking, okay, Tony, I'll meet you halfway. But I think because Russell has become a pinata and everybody just thinks he's corny, that's gone into what we call or deem as poorest play. And I ask you three, how do you play yourself out of the Hall of Fame? And if Russ is doing that, where's Aaron Rodgers' ass on that list? But I just feel like lay off of Russell Wilson, but can you truly play yourself out of the Hall of Fame when you got a ring? You throw for 4,000 yards over four. Like, dude's a Hall of Famer to me, but is he really doing that much of a disservice to his career to where Tony Gonzalez could say that, but leave out a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I don't think that he's playing himself out of the Hall of Fame because I'm not sure if he's a Hall of Famer. Mm. And the more you look at the Hall of Fame, and Mark and I talked about it off air a little bit, it's very tough to get in to the Hall of Fame. And Frank Gore just got nominated this year for the first time, and he won't get in year one. And you look at how many get in, seven get in, and among those seven, I think two or three of them are from the senior category. Yeah. So it's not easy to just go ahead and get in. Phillip Rivers is a first-time candidate for the Hall of Fame. He's not getting in this year. Is he a Hall of Famer? Maybe. Mark and I disagree on that.
I think Russell's better than Phillip.
I think
go ahead.
Russell's okay. In that same category.
Wow.
I think, and if you want to talk about career stats and what they've done, Joe Flacco has almost as many yards, and he's got a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP. So
Joe Flacco is 16th on the all-time passing yards list. Russell is 15th.
I just looked at that.
One ahead of him. Now, Phillip Rivers has 17,000 more.
And he's not in.
He's up this year for the first time. He's not going in this year.
No, but he'll go in eventually.
Eventually, yeah. Probably. But, yeah, it's interesting about the notion of can you play your way out? I don't think so. Like, just because you happen to want to keep playing.
Like, is Aaron Rodgers, Dibs, real quick, hurting himself? Like, Russell seemed people. I know Russell went to Denver, was bad. He had Pittsburgh. But it's Aaron Rodgers doing that to his accolade.
I don't think so. And I mean, his Pittsburgh career is yet to be completed, and his Jets run was
a mess.
Well, he played four plays and he tore his Achilles, and then they had a bad year with a coach who got fired. So everything to me is contextual.
If Dwight Howard didn't play himself out of the Hall of Fame, then I don't think that exists.
But see, basketball would say, Stiney, everybody go.
Yep. Yeah, oh, that's true. I would say, like, he wasn't.
I was just asking, and I know Russ has not been perfect.
He wasn't in, he was on a track. So, and then you can go off the track.
I believe.
How do you feel about Nick Bosa right now? He was on a track. He might still be on a track. I don't know if he's going to stay on the track. I don't know.
Wow, because he was on the track.
I don't know.
All right. The birthday boy wants to go.
Last thing.
Why don't you just go, Stiney?
I said this, and it kind of slipped out. I feel like the Giants are wasting Logan Webb, but on a track to the Hall of Fame, do you laugh at Logan Webb? When you hear Logan Webb, Hall of Fame.
How old is Logan?
Probably 29, I would guess.
Is he on a Hall? I don't think he's on a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the guy snapped that. And they weren't dissing Logan, but they're like, who you giving him? I don't know, really?
He's only 28. He's factored into the Cy Young voting. Like, he's been right there.
Look at his innings this year.
A number of times.
How many time All-Star?
He kind of lacks that pop, though. That national pop, that moment.
Well, when you don't get in the postseason, that doesn't help, right?
I don't think he's on a track. Okay. But I think
the guys in the morning didn't think. Is
Matt Cain a Hall of Famer?
Like, in my book, I think Matt Cain's
not even close.
No.
And Matt Cain right now, Matt Cain has had a better career. He had a better career than Logan Webb is having.
Neither is Bumgarner. Neither is Lincecum.
Because Bum got ugly at the end.
Right, but those guys are World Series heroes. Heroes. And Lincecum was the top of the league for about 4 or 5 year run.
Then he fell off.
Yeah. So there's a longevity problem there.
Right.
I would say Logan is not on a track, but there's a path for him to get on one.
So it ain't ludicrous at all. Like, he's like, goo, I need to see the end of the movie.
Yeah, if he's amazing for another eight or nine years,
okay,
then there's a way. But
and the old like benchmarks no longer exist. Like 300 wins, no one will ever win 300 wins again unless they change the way that you go about getting wins. So that whole like that barrier no longer exists. But if Logan plays 11 more years, he'll be 29 in November. If he pitches 11 more years and he racks up another 130 wins and he gets to 200 and he's this good, then yeah, there's a conversation. But he's not on a track, I don't think.
All right. I love you guys. I'll be listening.
All right, go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.